Watch it. Did you watch the debate with Kamala Harris and Vice President Pence? It was awesome. The debate between Biden and Trump was so hard to watch, and as I said, I turned it off and prayed a rosary for the whole thing. Tonight's debate was incredible. Now, Kamala Harris, I've only seen clips of her. I've never seen her speak for a long time, and she came off to me like a third grade elementary school teacher talking down to little boys. But what she didn't realize is she was talking to a master of rhetorical kill shots. And Kamala Harris just got run over tonight. The some of the greatest moments in the debate, twice Pence said, "You're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts." That right there was a rhetorical kill shot. He said it two times. It was like a double tap. The other main big, I think, win for Trump is he kept on pressing Kamala Harris, "Will you pack the Supreme Court? Will you expand?" And she kept on skirting it, skirting it. She even gave this awkward little laugh. That was inappropriate, I thought. And then finally, Vice President Pence just said, "Well, I want the record to reflect that she didn't answer the question." And it just hung there, and it was a zinger. And Kamala Harris looked bad, and Pence looked good. It made it look like in that moment that Kamala's trying to hide facts. She's trying to hide something. Another great moment for those of us who are pro-life, for those of us who are Catholics. He pushed her on the pro-life issue. She said, "Well, I'm a woman of faith, and Biden is a man of faith." But here's the problem: Joe Biden says he is a Catholic, but he does a practicing Catholic, but he doesn't practice the dogma, capital D dogma, that abortion is the violent homicide of an innocent baby, and it's a mortal sin. It's a mortal sin. Biden does not practice the Catholic faith in that way. Now, all of us, I'm a Catholic. I went to confession last Thursday. I had sins. I had to go to confession. So when we say practicing Catholic, we don't mean sinless. Practicing Catholic means I intellectually affirm all the dogmas of the Catholic Church. You know, if you're Catholic, you can't reject one dogma. You have to believe all the dogmas. Otherwise, you're a cafeteria Catholic. We have to accept all the dogmas. And if you don't accept one, you're not a real Catholic. You're just not. You're not a Catholic. So Joe Biden does not accept the church's teaching on abortion. He's been denied Holy Communion in the Catholic Church. He's a fake Catholic. So Kamala Harris, you know, they always do this. "Well, I'm a very religious person. I'm a person of faith, but we can kill babies that are 39 weeks old in the womb." Give me a break. It's ungodly, it's demonic, and it's satanic, and America's figured that out. Mike Pence said, when he was asked, get this, Mike Pence says, "I'm pro-life and I don't apologize for it." You, right now watching this, do you apologize for being pro-life? Do you back down in the workplace? Do you back down when these kind of conversations come up? Or do you say, "I am pro-life, I am anti-abortion, and I do not apologize for it"? I put out a tweet that said, "Let's all say, I don't apologize for it. I am a pro-life Christian." I was pleased that Vice President Pence brought up the fact that Kamala Harris wanted to disqualify Brian Boucher based on his membership in the Knights of Columbus. The Knights of Columbus is a fraternity, a fraternal organization for Catholic men. I'm one of them. I'm not active, but it is an organization for Catholic men. They do fundraising. They do great things. You know, they're a fantastic organization raising money and often helping the life of the parish locally. She tried to disqualify Boucher because he was a member of a all male organization called Knights of Columbus that's against a woman's to choose woman's right to choose. Kamala Harris, take a hike. If Boucher was disqualified to hold office because he's a member of the Knights of Columbus, that means every single practicing Catholic who believes 100% of the dogmas of the church would also be disqualified. The only reason they like Biden as a Catholic is because he's a fake Catholic. So Pence won this. The only thing that I wish Pence, the only thing lacking with Pence tonight, and he, I give him A+. He killed it. Who would have thought, I love President Trump, but who would have thought that Vice President Pence would outshine the master, Trump, when it comes to the first two debates? I kind of thought, man, Pence might be a sleepy debate. Loved it. He did a great job. The only thing that was missing is I really wish Pence, she went after him on white supremacy, and he recovered it and saying, how can Trump be a neo-Nazi when he has Jewish grandchildren? That was a great one, Pence. Boom, shakalaka. But what Pence should have done back to Kamala is he should have asked her to formally denounce BLM and Antifa. He should have put it out there and let the question hang and see if she would answer it. Do you denounce BLM and Antifa? Not the slogan, BLM, not being the idea of against fascists, but the organizations, BLM and Antifa, the actual human beings who are involved in this. That's I really think he should have done that. And he did go after we can't riot, we can't destroy, we can't burn our cities. I thought that was great. But man, I really wish he would have used the BLM Antifa question. She said, let's talk about Russia. I thought at that point Pence could say, well, let's talk about the Bidens and the Ukraine. He didn't do that. Maybe that was his plan. I mean, Pence just came off as very classy. He didn't want to roll in the mud. He was a gentleman. He was a statesman. Pence was a statesman tonight, not a politician. Pence was a statesman. He was just very impressive. And Kamala Harris, I didn't really know she was like this. Kamala is a Karen. Kamala is a Karen. She complains. She gripes. She talks snooty to the moderator. She talks snooty and entitled to Pence. Like, I'm speaking. It's like, that's the vice president of America. Check yourself before you wreck yourself, Karen Harris. What else? Well, I also tweeted this a few times. Here, let me put it on the screen for you. You get a little chuckle out of this. Uh-oh. I also, for the first time, my wife, by the way, Joy, loves Vice President Pence, thinks he's just awesome. I like him too. But until tonight, you know, she's like, maybe he'll run in 2024. And I was like, yeah, we'll see. After tonight, I'd like to see some Pence, President Pence in 2024. Look at this. Here's my tweet. This debate makes me want to vote for President Pence in 2024. Who's with me? People are all over that. Because I think for the first time, we saw Pence as a statesman. It's incredible. So the highlight of the night for me was seeing Pence so strongly pro-life and saying, I'm not going to apologize. His double tap zinger where he said, you're entitled to your opinions, but you're not entitled to your own facts. She lied about fracking. In fact, while she was lying on fracking, Donald Trump, the president, tweeted the video proving that she was lying, like synchronized it, had the clip ready. So they got a good team there. That was good. And what else? Oh, I'm kind of TO'd that in the debate with Trump, and then in this debate, they're all about, well, science and climate change and the science of climate change and the science and the science. Can we please talk about the science of babies and the science of conception and the science of living babies inside their mother's womb, feeling pain, being alive, etc.? Can we talk about that science in one of these debates? Because the science on climate change is highly contested. And it also takes, like, I'm guessing, really what we need is empirical data for centuries to make some real calls on this. We have all kinds of wonderful, innovative science and discoveries when it comes to embryos and life and conception and babies in the womb and their survival rates, even when they're born premature, going down, 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 down. That's the science we need to be talking about. So I really hope that in one of these debates, well, I guess the next one's going to be Trump. He says, well, if he gets asked about the science of climate change, you know, we also need to talk about science of human life. Science of the womb. So let's see if there are any that I'm going to look at my, she lied on tax cuts. Her statement about under 400,000 on that and repealing Trump's tax law, that was a total lie. That's also been tweeted out, people showing that what she said is not accurately what the Biden platform states. I said, is it me? I'm trying to be objective. This is one of my tweets earlier. But is Kamala Harris coming off as a mean lady? You know, mean ladies, every neighborhood has a mean lady. Kamala came off as a mean lady. She wasn't endearing. She wasn't a stateswoman, pardon me. She didn't come off as a world leader. She came off like Hillary Clinton. Not a compliment. Not a compliment. All right. Well, he was calm. He was cool. He was collected. And I just loved it. And I want to thank everybody who joined, myself and Catherine O'Neill and the wonderful sister Dee Dee Byrne. We prayed the rosary today, Feast of Our Lady of Rosary. And one of our intentions was for this debate. And it's amazing that this debate was on this great, great feast day. So thanks everybody who prayed. I think already over 20,000 people joined in on that. So it's wonderful. So what we saw tonight was a classy statesman versus a classless Karen, mean lady. We saw the neighborhood mean lady. I didn't like it. And I think one thing I learned about Joe Biden tonight is Joe Biden chose the wrong VP. And I think every time she says, I'm speaking like that, when she said that on camera, I think every time she said that, which was several times, I think she lost Biden 5,000 votes. They just fell off the voting register because people are like, maybe I don't want her to be the president if Joe Biden gets senile. All right, everybody, thanks for watching. I think we need to pray together. Let's pray a Hail Mary together. Let's pray it in Latin. People say, why do you pray in Latin? I pray in Latin because it's the language of Holy Mother Church. It's one of the three languages on the cross of our salvation, on the cross of Jesus. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, or pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostrae. Amen. God bless America. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, friends, make sure you keep praying that rosary. Today's the feast day of the rosary, so we got to pray that rosary. Stay near to our mama. Stay near to our King, Jesus Christ. And till next time, till tomorrow, remember our Lord Jesus Christ said you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. Godspeed. God bless America. And God bless Vice President Pence.